Hello, namaste, dears. This is Kelly. Welcome to episode 3 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. Today's episode features a full-length yoga class. We'll work for almost an hour. Everything from asana practice, deep relaxation, to a short chant at the end. Thank you so much for joining me today and always. If you have feedback or questions, or you just want to share a little story about your yoga practice, please do contact me. Email me at sunroseyoga@gmail.com. Thanks again. Namaste. Let's begin by taking a nice seat, a seat you can commit to for the next few moments, where the lower part of the body can begin to relax, while the spine begins to lengthen. Notice the space where the base of the spine connects to the earth. Feel that connection. And as you breathe in, feel the spine lengthen. Feel the space between each vertebrae. As you breathe out, feel the belly soften. Feel the hips soften. As you breathe in, feel the heart lift and the collarbones spread. As you breathe out, feel the shoulders drop down. Feel the shoulder blades draw down the back. As you breathe in, feel the back of the neck lengthen. So tuck the chin ever so slightly. And as you breathe out, feel the face soften. Allow your attention to turn to the breath. Notice how the breath changes the body. As you breathe in, you expand. And as you breathe out, your whole body recedes, opening to grace. Now, just sitting here with our eyes closed, I'd like to begin today by reading a few passages from the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. We'll read from chapter 2, verses 47 and 48. Yoga is achieved by relaxation of effort, lessening the tendency for restless breathing, and promoting an identification of oneself as living within the infinite breath of life. From that perfection of yoga posture, duality, such as reacting to praise and criticism, ceases to be a disturbance. So today, as we practice, just remember that life is always changing. Our bodies are always changing. And that's okay. That is part of the ever expansion and contraction of the infinite breath of life. Remember that, and you will always have love in your heart, lightness in your spirit, and peace in your soul. Let's bring the hands to the heart. In Anjali Mudra, the mudra of offering. And just take a nice silent breath in. And as you breathe out, bow your head to your heart of hearts and offer this practice to someone or something outside of you. From here, make your way to table pose, Chakravakasana, hands and knees. Hands and wrists are right below the shoulders. Knees are right below the hips. Taking a breath here, feel the spine lengthen. Maybe tuck the tailbone ever so slightly. And as you breathe out, curl the toes and jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog. Now, through this practice today, we'll be cultivating that smoothness of breath that we began in our seated centering portion of this class. So feel the breath softly and easily moving through the body, moving around the body, and then send all of that breath back out into the universe. Softly bring the feet close together. Spread the fingertips so wide apart, and as you breathe in, sweep the right leg up toward the sky, first keeping the hips square to the earth, then bending that right knee, and folding open through the hip, just opening up that right hip and gazing underneath the right armpit. Feel the body just lengthening, the whole side body. Feel those intercostal muscles, those muscles between the ribs, just getting a beautiful massage, pressing down on the fleshy part of the hand between the thumb and the index finger. Maybe fan the toes. One more full breath. And as you exhale, release the right foot back down toward earth. When you breathe in, sweep the left leg straight up toward the sky, almost pushing yourself away from the floor, and then drop that knee and open the left hip up toward the left side and just gaze underneath that left armpit and just feel the body lengthening. Maybe noticing how the body might feel different today in this position as than it has in the past. And just marveling at that. That's part of that expansion and contraction of the universe that we spoke of. As you breathe out, release the left foot back toward earth, taking a full breath here. Really feeling the space between each vertebrae. As you breathe in, step the right foot forward between the hands. The heart is gliding forward. And as you breathe out, step the left foot forward, coming into Uttanasana, standing forward fold. Let's keep the arms enlivened here by spreading the fingertips wide. Now lift the toes and spread them, and as you do so, you'll notice the arch lift. You'll notice all of the muscles in the feet ignite. Release the toes back down toward earth, but to continue to feel that lift through the arch. Bringing the hands to the shins. As you breathe in, come up halfway so your back is nice and long, the back of the neck is lengthening, the chin is tucking. And as you exhale, surrender back into your forward fold, the crown of the head becoming heavy. Again, as you breathe in, come up halfway. This time, roll the shoulders up, back, and down. Really lengthen, feel the space. And as you breathe out, fold forward. And the chest making its way toward the thighs. One more time, let's breathe in, extend. This time feel the inner thighs press back toward the back wall. And as you exhale, fold. With the next breath in, let's root down through the feet, maybe bend the knees, and use the strength of the legs to bring yourself all the way up. Sweep the arms out to the sides and up overhead. Exhale the hands to the heart. Feel the feet connect to the earth. Feel that rootedness, that groundedness, in that connection between your body and the earth's body. And then allow yourself just to rise up, just growing as tall as possible. Bringing the hands to the heart. Surya Namaskar A. As we breathe in, circle sweep the arms around and up, gazing up at the thumb. Exhale and dive forward. Inhale, come up halfway. And as you exhale, fold. Inhale, step or jump to plank, top of a push-up, and we'll stay here for a few breaths. If this is too intense, by all means drop the knees to the earth. The gaze is out on the floor a few feet, so we're still keeping that nice long spine. Really press out through the heels, and as you do so, feel the inner thighs lift up, almost as though they're floating. The back of the heart relaxes. Drops down just a bit. This is one of those moments where life's contractions and expansions may become a little more apparent there when there's some heat building in the arms. Come back to that breath, that infinite breath, that steadiness of mind, that peace in the heart and that love in the eyes. Now as you breathe out, drop the knees to the floor, drop the belly to the floor, and drop the chest to the floor. Now from here, let's bring the elbows right underneath the shoulders, coming into Sphinx pose. So the forearms are parallel to each other. Engage the hands on the earth and then pull the belly toward the hands. It's so important in our belly down back bends that we pull ourselves up, feeling the space between the vertebrae instead of pushing where we feel, where we pinch the low back. So remember, pull yourself up. Good, now let the weight shift back into the elbows and then bring the hands maybe one hand length back toward the shoulders and again, pull the belly toward the hands and the hands toward the belly, lifting up into a nice gentle cobra. Relax the shoulders away from the ears here in Bhujangasana. Notice the belly filling up with breath. Good. Exhale, release it down. Bring the hands back right underneath the shoulders. And with the next inhalation, let the hips shift back. And as you breathe out, downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. We'll take in a few breaths here. Tops of the shoulders drop away from the ears. The spine is growing nice and long. Let's all bend the knees and then point the sitting bones straight up. So those bones that you sit right on top of, the ischial tuberosities, are pointing right up toward the sky. And as you do so, your spine becomes so long, so straight, and you should really begin to feel freedom in the low back. Now keeping that length, keeping that space in the spine. Gently let the heels melt their way back to, down toward earth, straightening the knees. Just gently. There's no need to push. Good. Now with the next exhalation, we'll shift the gaze forward, bend the knees, and step or jump the feet forward to the front of the mat, standing forward, fold Uttanasana. Let's inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet and rise up. Exhale, the hands through the heart. Tuck the tailbone ever so slightly. We'll inhale, circle, sweep the arms. Pinky side pushing up and exhale, dive forward with strong legs. Inhale up halfway, lengthening. And exhale, fold, surrendering the crown of the head toward earth. Inhale, step or jump to plank, top of a push-up. This time, let's lower down maybe 3 inches, keeping the elbows close into your side. Inhale, plaster the heart forward, upward facing dog, Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. Exhale, downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Inhale, feel the spine lengthen. Exhale, draw the shoulders away from the ears. Inhale, root down between the thumb and the index finger. Exhale, push the inner thighs back. Good. Inhale, feel the body expand, taking up space here. And as you exhale, surrender to this pose. This is exactly where you need to be. One more breath in. And as you breathe out, bend the knees, gaze forward, step or jump the feet forward, Uttanasana. Inhale up halfway, really feel the length. Exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet and rise up, sweeping up, lift up through the pinky side of the hand and exhale the hands to the heart. Inhale, circle, sweep the arms. Exhale, dive forward, feel the breath moving through each part of the body. Inhale up halfway and exhale, fold. Inhale, step or jump to plank, top of a push-up. Exhale, lower down 2 or 3 inches, Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. This time, drop the left heel. Virabhadrasana 1, warrior 1. Heart lifts, left hip moving back, right hip moving forward. Good. Inhale to plank, top of a push-up. Exhale, lower down, Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale, upward facing dog, Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. And exhale to downward facing dog. Inhale, step the left foot forward between the hands, drop the right heel. Virabhadrasana 1, warrior 1. Right hip moves forward, left hip moves back, heart lift. Exhale, relax through the shoulders. Inhale to plank, top of a push-up. Lower down as you exhale. Inhale, heart rises forward, Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. Exhale, downward facing dog. And we'll take a few breaths here. Lengthening as you breathe in. Settling, sinking as you breathe out. Beautiful, good, long spines. Inner thighs pressing back. As you breathe out, bend the knees, shift the gaze forward, step or jump the feet forward, standing forward, fold, Uttanasana. Inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. As you inhale, bend the knees deeply, sweep the arms around and up, coming into Utkatasana, or chair pose, or as I like to call it, Thunderbolt pose, because of the shape that the body takes. That tailbone is drawing down toward earth. The spine is lengthening, heart rising up. And the gaze shifts to where you think that heart spot is shining out to. Maybe on the ceiling, maybe on the wall. Good, one more breath here. And exhale, fold forward. Inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. Inhale, step or jump to plank, top of a push-up, root down through the hands. As you exhale, slowly lower down. Remember, elbows close in. Inhale, upward facing dog, heart plasters forward. Exhale, downward facing dog. Hips press back. Spine is long, almost again as though you're pushing yourself away from the floor rather than using your arms to hold yourself up. We are active. We are participating. We are not passive. Good. Inhale, step the right foot forward. Drop the left heel, Virabhadrasana 1. Exhale, relax through the shoulders. Inhale, plank, top of a push-up. Good, root down through the hands. Exhale, slowly lower down. Inhale, upward facing dog. Heart rises up. Exhale, downward facing dog. Good. Inhale, step the left foot forward, drop the right heel down. Virabhadrasana 1, warrior 1. Good. And exhale, press into that outer edge of the right foot. Inhale, plank, top of a push-up. Now from here, let's come into side plank. Let's root down through our right hand and spin onto the outside edge of the right foot, lifting the left foot off the floor. So you can either stack that left foot on top of the right, or if this is intense, and it is intense, take that top leg, take that left leg and sweep it up and over. Bring the sole of the left foot onto the floor so you're pressing down. And as you do so, you'll get a beautiful stretch through the left outer hip, the left inner thigh. Good. Breathe here. Stacking the shoulders, extending that left arm all the way up. Maybe gaze up at the left thumb. If you're here and you feel magnifique, go ahead and bend that left knee. And maybe take the great toe into your index and middle finger, and then begin to extend the leg. Good. Vashistasana, full Vashistasana. If you're not quite there, you can bend that knee and just stack the foot on top of the right leg. Good. Let's come back to regular plank. Slowly. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, step the right foot forward. Virabhadrasana 1. Exhale, bring the hands to the heart. Open the hips up. Virabhadrasana 2, extending the arms out to T, gazing down the right fingertips. Inhale, straighten the right leg. Exhale, let the upper body move all the way forward, and then release the right hand down. Extend the left hand up. Trikonasana, triangle pose. Good. Now in triangle, we're moving our body all into one plane. Upper body is moving back. Lower body is moving forward. So if you were a little piece of paper, I could slide you between two panes of glass. Doesn't matter how far down that right hand goes. What's more important is that we keep the spine long and we bring the body into one plane. Good. Now really feel the side bodies, the intercostal muscles lengthening on that bottom rib cage. Good. Now let's root down through the feet, maybe micro bend the knees and lift up. Come back up. Good. And as you exhale, Virabhadrasana 2, warrior 2, bend the right knee. Now from here, let's bend the right arm. Drop the right arm to the top of the right thigh and sweep the left arm up and over, coming into Uttita Parsvakonasana. Good. Now we're creating a nice long line from fingertips all the way down to that outer edge of the left foot. Good. One more breath here. Exhale, really pressing into the outer edge of the left foot. Inhale to plank, top of a push-up. Now we'll make our way to Vashistasana, or side plank on the left side. So root down through the left hand, then spin to the outside edge of that left foot. Again, modify if you need to. Bring that right foot up and over, pressing it into the earth, lifting up. Extend the right arm up, maybe gaze up at the right thumb. And if you'd like, of course, you can come into the full version of the posture, grabbing onto the toe and lengthening your body. Just feel almost as though you're a starfish here, extending out in every direction. You're rooting down into the earth while you're reaching up to your highest self. You're lengthening the spine. You are giving all and you are getting all. Wonderful. Come back to regular plank. Lower down, Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale, upward facing dog. That heart is open. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, step the left foot forward between the hands. Drop the right heel. Virabhadrasana 1, warrior 1. Exhale, the hands to the heart. Open the hips and extend the arms. Virabhadrasana 2. Arms are out in T, perpendicular to the spine. And that spine is still perpendicular to the earth, so don't move too far forward or too far back. You're just right here, straight up and down. Inhale, straighten the left leg, and exhale, bring the upper body all the way forward, then release that left arm down, extend the right arm up, spinning the heart up toward the sky, gazing up if it's comfortable. Beautiful. Feeling your side bodies lengthen, really pressing into that outer edge of the right foot. Inhaling all the way up, really just rooting down through the feet. As you exhale, bend the left knee. Good, make sure you can see your big toe. We'll gently bend the left elbow, drop the left arm to the top of the thigh, and sweep the right arm up and overhead. Maybe gaze down at that right toe. Maybe gaze up at the right hand. Now still, the heart is spiraling up here. One more breath. Exhale, press into the outer edge of the foot. Inhale to plank, top of a push-up. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, upward dog. And exhale, downward dog. Let's lower knees to the floor. And then drop the hips back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. Just taking a breath here. Feel the connection to the earth. Notice how the body feels so different. We've been through so many changes just in the past few moments together. If your thoughts have begun to drift, allow them to come back to that person or that place or that thing to whom you've dedicated this practice. Let's walk the fingertips forward. And as you inhale, make your way back to Chakravakasana or table pose, hands and knees. As you exhale, make your way to downward facing dog. Let's inhale and step the right foot forward between the hands. This time, drop the left knee to the earth, coming into a nice version of Anjaneyasana, just a low crescent lunge. Let's make sure our knee is right over top of the ankle. Bring the hands to the top of the thigh. Into the heart, circling them all the way up, lifting up through the heart, and relax through the shoulders. So left hip is moving forward, right hip is moving back. Gently bring the hands to the heart. Now from here, release the left hand to the earth, curl the left toes under, and lift the left knee up off the floor. Bring the right hand to the right hip. Let's breathe in here, lengthening from heel to crown. And as you exhale, extend that right arm all the way up toward the sky, stacking the right shoulder on top of the left. Heart is spiraling up. Good. Now in this twist, feel yourself lengthen lengthwise with each breath in. And as you breathe out, feel yourself lengthen in your wingspan. So feel yourself pressing away from the floor with that left hand. Heart rising up. Good. And as you inhale, untwist. As you exhale, drop the left knee, the left knee back down to the earth. Let's bring the hands and the upper body to the inside edge of the right foot. Good, feel the spine lengthen. And as you exhale, we'll begin to lower down, coming into lizard pose. Maybe resting on the elbows, maybe resting on the forearms. If the elbows make their way all the way down to the earth and you feel fantastic, go ahead and curl the left toes under and lift that left knee up off the floor. Find the space where you first begin to feel tension in the body. Breathe into that space. Breathe around that space, and as you exhale, watch that tension dissolve and dissolve and dissolve. Good, let's press the hands into the earth and slowly press the upper body back up. Scooch that right foot back in toward the center. Spread the fingertips wide and press back to downward facing dog. Let's inhale, step the left foot forward. Drop the right knee down. Coming into a nice low lunge. Hands come to the top of the left thigh, then to the heart. Then sweep them around and up, lifting up. Relax through the shoulders. Feel the breath breathing, you feel the body expand. Feel the heart rise up with each breath in and sink into the hips with each breath out. As you exhale, gently release the hands back to the heart. Right hand makes its way down to the earth, to the inside edge of that left foot. Left hand comes to the left hip. Curl the right toes under and lift the knee off the floor. Lengthen from your heel all the way beyond the crown of the head. And then as you exhale, extend that left arm up, stacking the shoulders one on top of the other. Really feeling the universe in you in a twist. So easy to see the pose changing constantly in the twist. We lengthen with each breath in, we twist deeper with each breath out. We can feel the breath more readily as the body is a bit contorted, is a bit twisted. Everything becomes a little more apparent. Let's inhale and untwist. Exhale, drop the right knee to the earth. Scooch the left foot to the left and bring the upper body to the inside edge of the left knee. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, begin to lower down, leading with the heart. So ideally, we keep the spine long here, the spine straight, so you can still feel that space between each vertebrae. Releasing the hands to the earth, let's slowly press up. Scooch that left foot back in towards center. Now from here, let's take a nice long breath in. And as you breathe out, step the right foot forward to meet the left. Standing forward fold, Uttanasana. Inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. As you inhale, root down through the feet and rise up. Exhale the hands to the heart. Feel the connection to the earth. From here, begin to find a gazing point. Find your drishti out on the wall, somewhere that does not move. And shift the weight into the right foot. Maybe lift the toes and spread them to foster balance in that right foot. And we'll bend the left knee and catch the left foot from the inside edge of the arch. Inhale, extend the right arm up. And as you exhale, we'll begin to hinge forward with the upper body and the arm while we kick up and back with the left leg. Coming into a very just a delicious version of Natarajasana, where we're a little more bent over. We can feel the back bend. We can feel all that is magical in this posture through the front of the thigh, through the quadricep, really moving that left hip forward. So ideally, the hips are square to the earth. Good, let's inhale, come back up, and exhale, release the hand and release the foot. Give the right ankle a little bit of a break by rolling it out. And we'll shift our weight into the left foot. Maybe lift the toes and spread them. Bend the right knee, catch the right foot from the inside edge with the right hand. Inhale, bring the left arm up right beside the ears. And as you exhale, begin to tip forward, reaching forward with the left hand, kicking up with the right leg. In Natarajasana, or dancing Shiva. Thinking about Shiva, the Hindu god of destruction. And we have such a negative association with destruction here in the West, I think, a lot of the time. But it's such a natural part of life, and it so relates to what we've been talking about in this class. Where things are always changing. Your skin, for example, is always being born and dying and regenerating itself all over and over and over again. And being in this posture, this dancing Shiva, this cosmic dance, where we remember the expansion and the contraction, the expansion and the contraction over and over and over again, brings us back to that space of oneness. Let's gently release and give that left foot a little bit of a break. Coming to the top of the mat. Let's extend the hands and the arms so they're straight out in front of you, parallel to the floor. Now gently come up onto the tippy toes, still keeping that gaze out on the distance so the focus stays within, and then gently bending the knees, just slowly lowering and lowering and lowering yourself into a squat. Release the hands to the earth behind you and roll onto the tush. Let's extend the right leg straight out in front and tuck the left leg in so the sole of the left foot is resting on the right inner thigh. Make sure that both of your sitting bones are pressing into the earth. Now, if you notice right now, everyone, just reach around and grab onto your mid-back, your lumbar spine. And if you notice it rounds here, I'm going to ask that you take that blanket that you have and prop the tush up. If you don't have a blanket, just raise your hand. I'll bring you one. Good, 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 good. Let's inhale and extend the arms up. And as you exhale, twist to face the right leg and begin to fold, hinge over that right leg. Doing so with a straight spine and leading with the heart. The hands release down either to the floor, to the ankle, or to the bottom of the feet, just so long that the spine stays long. Let's tuck the chin here in Janu Shirshasana. With each breath, again, you'll feel yourself lengthening, you'll feel yourself expanding, and with each breath out, feel the inner thighs pressing down into the earth. As we fold forward, we just sort of naturally turn in to ourselves. The attention turns within. And if the mind begins to wander here, allow your thoughts to come back to your intention, that person to whom you dedicated this practice, and maybe send that person a little bit of love. Let's press the hands into the earth and slowly walk back up. Now we'll bring that left knee and cross it up and over, cross the left leg up and over the right leg so the sole of the left foot is on the earth. Now really hug that left knee into the chest with the right arm. Inhale, extend the left arm way up overhead. And as you exhale, twist over the left shoulder, placing the left hand just behind the low back. With each breath in, we lengthen. With each breath out, we surrender to this twist. Feel those sitting bones connecting to the earth. Feel the hips relax. And then always feel yourself rising up to your highest self. We'll inhale back to center. And exhale, uncross the leg. Extend the left leg out. And this time we'll tuck the right leg in. Bring the sole of the right foot to the left inner thigh. Inhale, reach the arms way up. Exhale, hinge forward, leading with the heart. Tucking the chin ever so slightly. Feel the back of the neck lengthen. Now use the hands. Let's inhale, walk back up. Slowly cross that right leg up and over. Bring the sole of the right foot to the floor. Hug the right knee into the chest with the left arm. Inhale, extend the right arm up. Exhale, twist over the right shoulder, placing the right hand behind the small of the back. Inhale and lengthen. Exhale and twist. Inhale and lengthen. Exhale and twist. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, twist just a little bit more. Inhale, untwist. Uncross the leg and extend both legs straight out in front of you on the floor. Inner thighs are still pressing down. Let's inhale, sweep the arms up, and exhale, hinge forward, either reaching for the shins or the ankles, the great toe or the soles of the feet. But remember, the heart is leading. We're trying at this point not to round the back. Inner thighs are rooting down. Back of the neck lengthens. Allow yourself to notice spaces that the breath reaches here while we're folded forward that maybe weren't so noticeable as we were through the more active portion of our practice. Now using the hands again, let's inhale and walk the upper body back up. We'll take a wide, wide seat here. Legs are spread a little bit wider than you would normally sit. And still inner thighs pressed down. Again, this is a good spot to check in with the low back. And if it's rounding, hike those sitting bones up. Sit up either on a blanket or a pillow and then scooch forward so that the pelvis tilts forward. It's almost as though you're falling off the front of your blanket. Inhale the arms up. And as you exhale, begin to hinge forward, leading with the heart. Hands come to rest on the earth, or you can grab the great toe, but still keep that spine long. And feel the shoulders drop away from the ears with each exhalation. Feel the inner thighs drop down. And notice the body. Let's use the hands and slowly walk the upper body back up. Bend at the knees. Bring the feet close together, and let's roll down onto the back. Bring the palms of the hands onto the floor. And we'll press the hands down. As we extend the legs straight up into the air, pressing down the hands even more as we hike the hips up above the shoulders, coming into Sarvangasana preparation, shoulder stand preparation. Hips are right over top of the shoulders. Then hands press into the low back as the elbows press into the earth. Now slowly begin to straighten the legs straight up toward the sky. If you'd like an alternate here, you can practice legs up the wall, Viparita Karani, where the back is flat out on the earth and the legs are extended up to the sky, either here at your mats, or you can take that to the wall so that the backs of the legs are supported by the wall. Feel the air that you breathe in purified by the throat. And the air that you breathe out has been purified by your intention, by the love in your heart, by the peace in your body. Now keeping the hands pressed into the low back, let's begin to lower one leg back behind the head, one at a time, coming into Halasana or plow pose. Taking care that the spine stays straight here. Hips stay right over top of the shoulders. And if the spine won't stay straight while the feet reach the floor, then lift the feet up off the floor a little bit. As always, it's much more important for us to keep our spine long than it is to contort ourselves and, you know, make our backs hurt or our necks hurt. That's not our aim through this practice. The aim is to relieve tension, not to create it. Now from here, slowly begin to release the hands so they're out to your sides with the palms facing down. And then we'll slowly begin to lower down one vertebrae at a time. Slowly rolling until the sacrum is on the earth. And then we'll continue to release the legs all the way down to the floor slowly using the abdominal muscles. Once the legs are all the way out onto the floor, press yourself up onto the elbows. Let the heart rise up from here and then let the head drop back. Coming into Matsyasana or fish pose. Good light heart. And release through the cervical spine. Just feel the head becoming so heavy. Now pressing the elbows into the earth, slowly lift up through the head, gazing at the toes. Moving the elbows out to the sides, we'll lower all the way down onto the earth. Bend the knees, drawing the feet close in toward the bum. And let the palms face up. And making sure that the feet and the knees and the hips are all lined up. And by that I mean that the feet aren't close together while the knees splay out. Press the feet into the earth, and as you inhale, lift the pelvis, the belly, and the chest up, pressing the feet into the earth, coming into Setu Bandha Sarvangasana, or bridge pose. And press the feet down, press the shoulders down, and then relax through the bum. If you'd like, you can roll the shoulders underneath the back and clasp the hands. Continue to notice the breath move the body. Gently unclasp the hands, come up onto the tippy toes, and as you breathe out, slowly roll down one vertebrae at a time. Now from here, you can either come right back into Setu Bandha Sarvangasana, the bridge pose where we just were, or if you'd like to come into full wheel pose or Urdhva Dhanurasana, please do. To practice Urdhva Dhanurasana, we bring the hands up by the ears. The fingertips face the shoulders. Again, press the feet into the floor, lift the pelvis, lift the low back, the mid back, then press the hands into the earth and press up. If you'd like, you can rest on the way up on the crown of the head. Press the feet into the earth, press the hands into the earth, and then see if you can relax through the bum. Feel the heart expand, feel the heart rise. The body expand as you breathe in, and as you breathe out, make this pose your own. Feel yourself becoming this pose. Again, we'll lower down slowly. And from here, let's come all the way onto the back. Bring the feet up off the floor. And then grab onto either the great toe or the arch of the feet. Come into happy baby. Pressing the small of the back down so the back of the body is completely long and lengthening. Releasing any tension through the hips. If you like it, if it feels nice, just rock gently from side to side, giving the low back a little massage. Gently release the feet of the great toe and hug the knees into the chest. Again, gently rock from side to side. Maybe make circles the knees. first in one direction and then the other direction. We'll allow the feet to make their way all the way down to the earth. We'll extend the legs all the way out onto the floor, letting them part comfortably. And let the palms face up. Let the eyes close. And you'll just feel the body coming to a place of deep rest, of deep comfort, of deep peace. From the tip of the toe to the belly, to the heart center, to the throat, to the third eye, to the crown of the head. Soften and relax. Allow the breath to breathe you. Begin to bring a little bit of movement back into the body, first by wiggling the fingertips and wriggling the toes, deepening the breath. And making circles with the wrists and the ankles, and then sweeping the arms out to the sides and up overhead, making the body as long as possible. Stretching from tippy toes to the tips of the fingers. And then hug the knees into the chest. Maybe rocking from side to side, giving yourself one last little lower back massage. And then rolling over onto your favorite side, allowing yourself to be filled with peace, with grace, and with love. And then allow your thoughts to travel to the person, the thing, or the place to whom you dedicated this practice. Send that person a little bit of your peace, grace, and love right now. And then using the strength of the arms, gently press yourself back up to a comfortable seated position. Bringing the hands to the heart. So I thought that we could close today by chanting Loka Samasta Sukino Bhavantu, which is a short chant that means may all beings be happy and free. And we'll repeat the chant 3 times. Loka Samasta Sukino Bhavantu, Loka Samasta Sukino Bhavantu, Loka Samasta Sukino Bhavantu. Thank you all so much for sharing your practice with us today. I wish each and every one of you peace, grace, and love on your path until we meet again and always. Namaste.